While the long-anticipated increase in meat and poultry prices is finally here in Barbados, we are being warned to brace ourselves for a hike in lumber prices as well because of a global shortage of timber. David Hopkins is with the Timber Trade Federation in the UK.
At the start of the pandemic, sawmills, plywood mills, all manner of production facilities, just in line with all other manufacturing sites, had to close to try and halt the spread of the pandemic. When they opened up again after a couple of months, they just could not keep up with the demand. All of the timber that normally sits within the supply chain in merchant warehouses, in docks, just got used up. And it was used up very quickly for home refurbishment projects. And then we've started to see policy stimulus from the States and across Europe to boost construction. When you look at the places that were trying to catch up with the period when they were closed, the big timber-producing nations of Europe, say Sweden, Finland, Germany, Austria, they simply couldn't keep up with the demand in their own backyard, let alone the demand that was happening across the world.
He says that particularly in the softwoods market, prices have shot up by 140% over the past 12 months.
Which is astonishing, and it is very problematic for builders and others who are pricing jobs, sometimes, you know, 9 months or so in advance. And obviously then when they go back to their clients, that price has changed dramatically. Typically, the goods were available the next day. There was always timber on the ground. Now, the delivery time is upwards of 10 weeks. I think we've seen the greatest price increases in North America, and they've also had the same problems with time lags. But really, the story is true, and it's exactly the same all over the world. We have a monthly call with other trade associations from Australia and the States and all parts of Europe, and everybody's experiencing the same problem.
We're seeing a lot of forest fires. I mean, does that also play into what sort of supply we'll have down the line?
It does. Timber is often, and quite rightly, seen as a solution for decarbonising construction, reducing emissions from the built environment. But we have to remember that those natural supply chains are also highly susceptible to the pressures of climate change around the world. So when we see in the States the forest fires there, you know, they've had a prolonged period of drought followed by forest fires. We have to start recognising that those impacts of climate change will impact on the very supply chains that can also provide a solution. The other factor that is affecting, particularly forests in Central Europe, is the growth, you know, the spread of more bugs. At the moment, we have a big problem in European forests with the spruce bark beetle. It's a common pest. This pest has now moved from its natural habitat and it's travelled a long way north. When you get a cold, hard winter, the spread of these bugs will stop. But we have no longer had cold, hard winters.
Hopkins adds,
during this year, we have imported and produced more timber now than we have in the past 10 years. Unfortunately, it's still not enough to meet the demand that's out there. People are wanting more timber. I mean, it's a good thing. They want to improve their homes. If you want a shed, if you want, you know, to do your garden up, to do a DIY project, the good news is the timber is available. The bad news is you will have to wait. Quarter three of this year is likely to be the tightest in the market that we've ever seen. After that, though, our forecasts are that the supply situation starts easing, not just here in the UK, but across Europe and across the globe.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Sagicor General presents 3 simple steps for treating general insurance dysfunction. Research shows that 1 in 5 individuals has an insurance policy that suffers this ailment. Here are 3 steps for early treatment. 1. Admit that your policy has a problem. 2. Talk to a professional. General insurance dysfunction is a serious, non-medical condition which requires urgent intervention. 3. Choose a Sagicor General Insurance policy. You deserve better insurance. Call Sagicor General Insurance at 431-2800 or contact your Sagicor agent or insurance broker today.